whom the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ears heavy, that it cannot hear.
Have mercy.
But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has muttered perverseness. Loving Father, tonight you have spoken to us. Sin, confession, and redemption. You are our Redeemer. And here we are tonight, Lord. We need to confess with you. But many times we beat around the bush. And we do not honestly come to you and confess. But I pray tonight, Lord, that you would give us the burden of confession and redeem us from ourselves. I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, and it cannot save, neither his ears heavy, that he cannot hear. We have been talking to the Lord about so many different things that is taking place in our lives, in our children's lives, in our neighbors' lives, our husband's lives, our wife's lives, friends' lives. And he's listening because his ears is not heavy. But many times he cannot answer us, he will not answer us, because we are not true to our word. Many times we are not truthful, and we are trying to tell him what we want to tell him. But we have to realize that we read about Isaiah the other night when he saw the Lord. In Isaiah 6 and verse 5, he himself said to the Lord, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." He did not forget his neighbor. He did not forget the people of the city. He did not know them all. But he reminded God, as if God had forgotten, that he dwell among those people. That is to say, they are very important to him. He becomes a part of those people. He did not separate himself from them and say, oh, they are hypocrites, and I am holy. He accepted the fact that his lips were unclean, and he dwelt with those people. And now the Lord is reminding us to confess, and there is redemption. He is our Redeemer and our King. He is our hiding place. And he will not hide his face from none of us as long as we confess honestly to him. And when we confess, we turn away. We do not do the things that we just confess about. We do not go back and do the same thing or say the same thing again. What is our speech like? What is our attitude like? Name them. How can we change them? We cannot change them of ourselves. We have to ask the Holy Spirit to change them, but we have to be willing for the Holy Spirit to transform us, for God to transform us. If we hold on to them, I am not holding on to them. I ask God for forgiveness. But yes, you take it back. We take it back at times and we carry it over and over again. When he's saying, lay your all on the altar. I died for your sin and my sin. So it is important for us, as we are reminded, to make the word of God examine us as we examine it, the word of God. So in order to accomplish this, we have to examine ourselves closely, our life. We have to be brave enough to say, Lord, show me what is in my heart. Not only my heart, Lord, my soul, my mind, my spirit, and life that should be there. My mind. This mind, show me, Lord, what is in my heart, what is so desperately wicked. I'm self-righteous, and I'm saying it is well with me. My soul, my mind. Each time I try to focus upon you, something comes to my mind. My mind wanders. Lord, help me. My spirit, my life, that should be hidden in you is not hidden in you. So teach me what I am not understanding, Lord. Convict me. Where I am missing to the mark, Lord, I ask that you will tear down the arrogance, pride, fear, and insecurities, and help me to seek the truth about myself. See the truth about myself, Lord. Many times, Lord, I cannot see the truth about myself, because I'm blinded with so many things. So I ask that you open my blinded eyes and allow your Holy Spirit to live in my heart. I overheard Sister Emily prayed a while ago. And, you know, I have to really smile. I don't know who listened what she said. But she said something that I have never heard someone prayed about. I don't know if anyone on the line overheard her. But she asked the Lord to take the broom of salvation and sweep her heart. That's really practical, down to earth.
Yes.
It's not, you know, it's not the vocabularies would be criticized. But I believe she meant every word she said. Yes. The broom of salvation. And she prayed about the blood of Calvary. And that's deep.
Yes, thank you, Father.
That is deep. We have pride. And we have to ask God to tear it down. The arrogance and the fear. And we have insecurities. And we ask God to help us to see the truth about ourselves. You have to tell God, my life and my circumstances, Lord, please expose them to myself. Let me see them. Lord, I can't take it. Ask Him to enable us to correct the error of our ways. So I can say, Lord, help me to replace lies with truth and make changes that last. I wonder if any one of us tell lies. You notice I say, Lord, help me. Because many times I hear people say they don't lie. But when I make excuses, and when I said to the Lord, I am going to be a witness for you, and I don't go out there, I am a liar. I am lying to the Holy Spirit. When He calls me and He gives me a task to do, because I asked Him, I said, Lord, use me. I will follow Thee, my Savior. And then I hide myself. I have time to do everything else, but nothing for Jesus. It's not only to go to church and to do something in church that you're working for the Lord. No, you're not working for the Lord there. He did not call us to go in there to do this and to do that and to do that. He said we must go out there and be a witness to others. Whether we want to go into their home. Nobody wants to stand on the byways. Nobody's standing at edge. No. Somebody's going to see me. And people are going to insult me. So I'm not going out there. We are lying to the Holy Spirit. So we have to ask God. to sanctify our mind, our heart, and our tongue. So dear Lord, I pray tonight that you would replace the lies in my heart, in our heart tonight, with truth. The things that we avoid, it concerns you. We ask for your forgiveness. Thank you for forgiving. It takes courage to pray a prayer like that. Because more courage than many of us have at the moment, if you and I are hesitant to let the Lord expose our heart because of what we might reveal, he might reveal, we have to ask him for courage. We have to ask him to give us courage. The courage that we need in order to see the positive changes happen in our life. We have to be open for the cleansing and the searching work of the Holy Spirit. And we have to allow him to expose our hearts. The things that are not supposed to be in our heart. So we won't deceive others about ourselves and our life. Because we are deceiving ourselves. We have to invite him to create a clean heart within us, then be willing to do those things that he has called us to do. As we confess our sins to him and repent of the things that we have confessed to him and the things that we did not keep our end of the bargain, the things we fail to be faithful about, and many times we know it, as we confess, he will forgive. There's something here that I have here. Read it then. Don't think just because you are not a serial killer or have never robbed a bank that you don't have any sin to confess. Don't think because you have walked with the Lord for a number of years and go to church every Sabbath morning and Wednesday night and to all prayer meetings in between that you have nothing for which you need to repent. Sin doesn't have to be glaring and obvious in order for it to be seen. For example, have you ever doubted that God can do what he promises in his word? Doubt is a sin. Have you ever said anything about a person, someone else, that isn't exactly flattering? Gossip is a sin. Have you ever avoided someone because you thought they might ask something of you that you didn't want to give? Have mercy, Lord. Selfishness is a sin. That selfishness. Have you ever had an loving, unloving attitude towards another person? Lord, have I ever had an unloving attitude towards another person? Yes. Whatever does not come from love is sin. All of those, Lord, I have. Sin is hard to avoid 100% of the time. That's why confession is crucial. When we don't confess our sin and fall or error, they separate us from God. And we don't get our prayers answered. Our iniquities have separated from your God, and your sin have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. And I just read Isaiah 59. From Isaiah 59. So we can turn to Psalm. Then we have to go to Psalm 40, 36, and a verse, Psalm 139, and verse 23, 24, where psalmist is saying to us, search me, asking God to search me. Search me, Lord. I don't know about the next person, but I'm asking you, Lord, to search me, oh Lord. And know my heart. You know the heart. No one. The doctors only can do surgery on the heart. They do not know. That is the literal. The heart that God gives to us, a clean heart. No doctor can read it. Only Dr. Jesus can read that heart. Thank you, Jesus. Or if many of us would be heartless, it would be taken away from us. Right? I know my heart. Try me, Lord. And know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in thy way, the way everlasting. Tonight, it is important for God to search us. It is important, and he wants to search us. He loves us so much that he wants to search us. We are his children, and he takes care of us. And we want to give him thanks. We can say, Lord, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into the heavens, thou art there, Lord. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, Lord, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Lord, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover us, even the night shall be light about us. Thank you, Lord. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike because of you, Lord. For, Lord, you have possessed my reins, our reins tonight. Thou hast covered me from our mother's womb. So, Lord, we will praise you. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, Lord, and that my soul knoweth right well. We thank you, Lord, because our substance were not hid from thee when you were made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Thine eyes did see our substance yet be unperfect, and in thy book all of my members, our members, were written, which in countenance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also all thy thoughts unto me, O Lord, unto all of us. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in numbers than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Lord, we just want to give you thanks that you search us and know our hearts tonight. And thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for victory. And by faith we look to you tonight. And we glorify you. We magnify you. For you are our all in all. We give you thanks. Thank you, Lord. Imagine.
Thank you. Don't have